Welcome back to the show with Troy Drayden and Sam Madison. I'm Jesse Agler. Dolphins and the Jets coming up on Sunday. Meanwhile, coming up on Monday was what we thought was a big deadline in the whole Richie Incognito Jonathan Martin case with the Dolphins. Per the collective bargaining agreement, team can only suspend a player 4 games. For conduct detrimental to the team. Sunday against the Jets will be the 4th game, and so the perceived knowledge around the National Football League was that on Monday the Dolphins were either going to have to reinstate or release Richie Incognito. Not so fast, my friend. Breaking news, Jeff Darlington of NFL Network is reporting that Incognito and the Dolphins have reached an agreement to extend the suspension while Ted Wells completes his independent investigation. The suspension is with pay. The terms of the agreement are confidential. So what does this actually mean? It means that Richie Incognito is not going to be reinstated and not going to be released until at least this investigation runs its course. This, to me, seems like a best-case scenario just from a let's-all-wait-and-see-what-happens standpoint. Is it a little bit surprising that the player and the Players Association went along with this? A little bit, to me, but obviously they had reason to. Obviously, there's some give and take here that made this something that was appetizing enough to them to agree to it. And again, the league and the Players Association agreed to this, and I guess the main carrot is that he's going to be paid here. So there you go. Richie Incognito, therefore, and this is what it really means from an on-field standpoint, will not be reinstated or released on Monday, which prior to this report was what we thought the end game had to be here. So there was apparently a third option. These guys worked it out. Shows a nice layer of cooperation here, too, between the player, the Players Association, the team, the league. Nice to see everybody actually working together. That's not generally how these things go, but they're going to let this investigation play out, which, as I said, to me is a little bit of a best-case scenario because we can find out what was actually going on before any sort of permanent decisions have to be made one way or the other.
Yeah, and Richie talked about it, from the beginning when he was saying he's going to let everything happen the way that it's supposed to, even though he had the grievance. That is what normally goes on in a situation like that. But the NFLPA was like, hey, if he's going to be suspended, now you have to really give him the money that he was owed due to the suspension, but let Ted Wells continue the investigation. So it's really good on both sides, and the NFL, they're getting to the bottom of this whole entire situation, so we'll see exactly what comes out of it. But on both, well, all three parts, because the NFL stepped in as well, everybody seemed like they're in a very comfortable situation. But you still want those players, in a situation where they're on the football field. But it's not going to happen this year. Seemed like it so far. We just have to wait and see exactly what happens and what comes from this.
I think it's a fair outcome. I mean, when you think about it, I think if we'd invited him back and all the evidence didn't come out, and then some things happened, and then now you have to resuspend them. So I think when you're talking about this type of situation, I think you have to give Richie and his people a pat on the back. You have to give the NFL PA a pat on the back, and you have to give the NFL a pat on the back. It was a great decision to basically say, hey, we're going to let all the evidence come out, and then we'll make a decision. I mean, Richie has 1 year left on his contract, so it's one of those situations that, if things don't work out, then, there's no loss off of anybody's back. So great job with the NFL, great job Miami Dolphins, and great job all the way around.
Yeah, it's, again, not common that we're complimenting all different parties involved in these sorts of things. Usually it's a little bit more acrimonious than this when you get the Players Association and the league and the club all kind of with their own agendas and their own things that they're worried about, which is natural. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. But everybody coming together here to make this decision, apparently. So Richie Incognito will continue to be suspended, but with pay, until Ted Wells' investigation is done. And to me, again, the best part of all of that is you don't have to make any permanent decisions if you're the Miami Dolphins about Richie Incognito's future until you actually get to see the results of the investigation. And that's critical, and that's great.